I'm sat in my shed, and there's the sound of a road in the distance and hard drives humming in a cupboard by my feet. I am just reviewing a little bit of the audio from earlier on when I was sat with the guys from Mike Me, who had come over from Austria and all the way up to my little village. I actually met them at the train station in St. Neots, and we went for a coffee in a very noisy, clankety, busy coffee shop. And the audio you're about to hear is us just playing around with the Mic Me, the one I have in my hand right now, the first Mic Me to arrive and be given out in the United Kingdom. And it was just being kind of sitting on the table in front of us, and then we picked it up and had a go. And then I got a phone call. Weirdly, I didn't answer the phone call. I cut it off, but the Mic Me continued to record because it's recording onto the device. The fact that the phone is interrupted, that doesn't matter. And in future streaming audio situations, it will wait and then upload when it's okay to do so, which I think is a great feature. So this is pretty much, well, yeah, raw audio, including the peaks of me shouting into the microphone from the Mic Me, just so that you can hear it as a test. They are micme.com, micme.com, or they are Mic Me Music on Twitter, even though they are going to be used, no doubt, for more than just musical purposes. I'm thinking journalistic purposes, personally. It will just stop at the end. That is intentional. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Documentally on Twitter, documentally.com/backchannel for my newsletter. Cheerio. We are sat in Bohemia in St. Neots, and we're talking into the first Mic Me to land in the UK.
The very first.
And I'm sat with Philip from Mic Me Music. What's your second name?
Philip Sunlight.
Yeah, we'll stick with Philip. Yep. And we also have Thomas quietly sitting on the other side of the microphone. And lots of people surrounding us. This is also the first time the Mic Me has connected to an iPhone 7, my iPhone 7, and it did so seamlessly, which is kind of exciting, considering all of this is very much, would you say, beta at the moment?
Right. No, not the microphone. The microphone, the hardware itself is finished.
Yep.
But the app is beta, so we'll release somewhere in November. We're going to see. So we have a very basic version.
You're sat really confidently talking at a kind of normal volume in a room which I would be nervous even beginning to record in here without holding the microphone under your chin. So I'm interested to listen back to this and see if I can even hear what you're saying.
Should we try to hold it to see the difference?
Yeah, let's hold the microphone. So this is me now. I have the microphone in my hand. I'm treating it gently and softly.
The button, 15 centimeters away?
Yeah. Now, it's red at the top.
Right, so it's recording now.
But it's not peaking. If it flashes, it's going to peak. Is that right?
Right, that's true.
So if I go, ah! Oh, it did. The light went out.
That should be very hard distorted. Okay. But even if it's a
hard
picture... Oh,
check that out. I've just had a phone call. Is this still going to be recording?
I don't know.
I know who that is as well. That's the BBC. desperate to talk. Oh, it's still recording.
Yeah, that means nothing.
So okay, that doesn't mean anything. Are we still recording?
Oh, just use it a bit.
Let's see what happens. Stop.